Queens, another one bites the dust, quarter to six, Jay and Dave, everything McKinnon, it's Sundays. It's 25 degrees in Caelan this morning, hearing of some issues on the road this morning. Rona in Bacasia, hello.
Morning, gentlemen.
Now, there's an issue on the roads, whereabouts?
At the racecourse mill, when you're coming off the ring road, the lights there.
Yeah, right.
They're not working. They're just flashing orange for Halloween.
That's very true. Flashing. As long as you said the lights are flashing and nothing else is being flashed. So I mean,
that's... I don't want to scare children. so yeah, okay. that junction gets really busy in about half an hour. So
yeah,
I just thought everybody should be aware.
All right. Thank you so much for the update. Appreciate it this morning. Thank you. If you have anything on the roads, though, you can call us anytime. 133-53 is a phone number. Yesterday.
Yeah, it was Thursday. Thursday. It was a good day.
No, it was a good day yesterday. I wouldn't call it a run-in.
Right.
But,
Oh, juicy gossip. All right,
no,
let's
go. It's not gossip.
Yeah.
But I think it's just something that I should have a warning. It's about COVID-19, the vaccine, all right?
All right.
You can't escape it.
It's
in the news everywhere. We try to limit the amount of times we talk about this on the show.
Yeah.
Because you just hear it everywhere, so we just try and limit that as much as we
can. Oh, you just get sick and tired of hearing about it. That's what it is, yeah.
Even I heard Luke Boner say the same thing on his show this morning.
Yeah.
But it was about the vaccine, the fact that you and I had our second jab during the week. This week, so we're fully vaccinated now.
Yeah, sure.
And this lady, lovely lady, had a good conversation about, you know, all the stuff happening in the world and whatever, and she's she basically called me a sheep.
Why?
Well, because that's what people are saying you are. If you get the vaccine, that you're a sheep. There's a group of people who are calling it that. Anyway, I laughed with her anyway.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, so you're not obviously going to get the vaccine. And we spoke about this a couple of weeks as well.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago. And she said, oh, no, I'm not going to get it. I don't know what's in the vaccine.
See, I hate that argument. I really do. I have an issue with it.
I'm 100% open-minded. So if somebody says, pardon me, somebody says to me, I'm not going to get it.
Like, yeah.
I'm genuinely interested as to why that's the case, because we've had a lot of people have been vaccinated as children. You know, we've had the rubella needles and we've had tuberculosis needles in some
that's
cases.
Right.
Like lots of things we've had. Did you know what were in those vaccines? But I just don't know why this one is different. And I'm genuinely interested to hear from people
when
they say.
So other than that, I mean, obviously she's gone through that anti-vax argument.
I don't think she was an anti-vaxxer, though.
Right.
I don't think she was saying,
okay,
nobody get it, but she was saying, no, right, for me, I'm not going
to
get it.
And that's fair enough. If she wants to use that that point, that's fine. I just take an issue with it. Because you don't know what's in a whole heap of other stuff as well, like some of the steroids you had seen some chickens, you know, to make the chickens grow quicker and bigger. You know what I mean?
But everything, like there's a lot of stuff in there. That's why I'm on the same page with you. I don't understand, but that's why I found it interesting to hear from when she was saying, no, I just don't know what's in it and I don't want to.
Yeah.
But then it makes me go, well, what about all of the food you're eating, all the drinks you're consuming, the other medications that you've taken for headaches? Like, do you know what's in headache tablets? Like,
yeah.
It just confuses me. And I was genuinely interested to hear why people are saying no to getting the vaccine on that front. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how a car works half the time, but I still drive one.
You don't know how to drive half the time. That's what. let us know on our Facebook page. You call us 133-53 to phone number 10 to 6, Jay and Dave, for breakfast at Triple M.